Okay, item one, chairman's notices. Please see those over leaf. Apologies for absence, item two.
Yes, chairman, apologies received from councillors Dobson and councillor Mr. Thompson, and councillor Boyce is attending as the substitute for councillor Dobson.
Okay. Thank you. To item three, to confirm the minutes of the last meeting held on the 12th of March 2019. Are those agreed?
Agreed.
Excellent. Disclosure of interest. Disclose the existence and nature of any disclosure of pecuniary interest, other pecuniary interest, or non-pecuniary interest relating to items of business on the agenda, having regard to paragraphs 6 to 8 inclusive of the Code of Conduct for members. Are there any? No? Okay. Public participation. There is none. So straight on to corporate health and safety.
Thank you, Chairman. Yes, this report sets out the latest position regarding health and safety. You'll note within the report three accidents and one near miss, and then two incidents of unacceptable behaviour to customer services. The unacceptable behaviour obviously is much lower than previous quarters, and with regard to tripping and moving objects, we've actually putting out reminders to staff. Progress is being made against the Health and Safety Action Plan, and that's appended to the report, and progress is highlighted in bold in the appendix. The Health and Safety Executive announced a review of hand-arm vibration, so we're waiting for further instructions on that, and that involves our manual workforce around parks and open spaces, and we're in the process of booking further first aid training and reallocating fire wardens as the new directorates begin to form. Recommendations set out before you, Chairman. I'm happy to take any questions.
Any questions, members? Councillor Fluker. I think there was a question from Councillor Hurd just before we do that. But
yes, please, there is one question, Chairman. The two unacceptable behaviour, were they connected in any way at all?
Chairman, I don't have that information. I suspect not, but I can confirm that to the committee separately.
Okay, not to worry. Thank you.
Okay, is that agreed then? Noted. Thank you. Item 7, supplementary estimates, environments and use of reserves.
Thank you, Chairman. Yes, two exemptions were approved during this period. One was for purchasing additional winter car park material for Promenade Park, and the company that previously supplied the paving materials for our winter car park capital project. An exemption was enabling us to purchase additional paving so we can continue this work through the year itself. And also an exemption was applied for purchase of sanitary ware for refurbishing part of the gents' toilets on Prom Park itself. And again, that was from a company that previously supplied the council for the first phase of the works, Chairman. And the recommendations are set out. Thank you.
Members, are those agreed? Councillor Hurd again.
Thank you very much. Page 8 talks about, I think the word chief executive appears in here. Presumably that will be removed at some time. Top of page 8, supplementary estimates. Up to £20,000. Director of Resources and Chief Executive. This is page.
Has it been a page?
Yes. I've got a different. I've got Director and Director of Resources.
This is agenda item 7, isn't it? Page 140 at the top.
Oh right, yeah, the previous section where it talks about supplementary estimates. Yeah, I think that should be changed because we actually changed that at the last meeting. So,
yes, thank you, Chairman. Yes, we will amend that. Sorry for the error.
Thank you.
Are those agreed, members? Excellent. Thank you.
Sorry, just one further thing, Chairman. I think the word chief executive appears 5 times within this document, so I just may need to read that through.
Yeah, and I think that's because until recently the scheme of delegation still had chief executive, and I think it was only at the last meeting that we changed that scheme of delegation to update it appropriately for now the head of paid service. And so I think it's just a legacy. It's almost a legacy description. Okay, those are agreed. Excellent. On to item 8, the introduction of charge for a section of the District Council car park.
Yes, thank you, Chairman. You recall that members discussed introducing a charge for a section of the council offices car park. This involves the visitor parking bays at the front of the council offices. The two recommendations are allow us to continue to make progress with this introduction of the traffic regulation order. We have obviously the authority to commence the works, but we didn't actually have the delegation to actually move it forward. So the two recommendations for you this evening are to actually allow the Director of Resources, in consultation with the Chair or Vice Chairman of this committee, to actually deal with the consultation responses and then implement the parking scheme. I just need to amend a recommendation a little while, and it's got a word missing out of that. It should actually be that members note the consultation on the introduction of a charge to a section of the council car park at Princes Road has commenced. Thank you, Chairman.
Any questions, members? Is that agreed with that amendment? Excellent. Okay, any other items of business that the Chairman decides is urgent? There are none, so we move on to Councillor Fluker.
Before we move into private session, can I thank you for all of the hard work you've done for chairing this committee and wish you well as you leave this local authority. But you take up something, whatever it may be, elsewhere.
Well, thank you very much, Councillor Fluker, and I'm delighted that you needed no encouragement to make that comment. Thank you very much indeed, and I wish obviously the council well in the future. I'm sure you'll go from strength to strength. Councillor Hurd.
Thank you very much. I just wondered if there was any update on the collapsed boat at Burnham. I know that did come through this committee at one time, and we were going to, or the sunken boat, is it?
I think Councillor Hurd, that is sort of out of order for this meeting. There are developments on that, and I think it's being discussed principally at the Asset Management Working Group. Certainly, you can obviously ask a question about it at full council, and I'm sure the leader will provide you with further details.
Well, he might be the leader.
Indeed, after the election. On to item 10, exclusion of the public and press, to resolve that under section 10A, subsection 4 of the Local Government Act 1972, the public be excluded from the meeting for the following item of business on the grounds that involves the likely disclosure of exempt information as defined in paragraph 3 of part 1 of schedule 12A to the Act, and that this satisfies the public interest test. Can I have someone to propose that? Okay, and seconded. Okay, all those in favour? Thank you, that's carried.